This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I am joined by Dr. Kevin Zahn, Assistant Professor of Otolaryngology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Zahn, welcome. Great to have you on the show today. If you can just explain what that long word, otolaryngology, means, that would be great.
Yeah, so otolaryngology is really just means ear, nose, and throat. It's a surgical specialty where we treat disorders of the ears, noses, and throats. And so, you know, most people know it as ENT.
And we're going to talk about specifically severe hearing loss and cochlear. Now, Dr. Zahn, you specialize in severe hearing loss. What does it mean to have severe hearing loss that cannot be corrected with hearing aids?
That's a great question. So usually when the hearing loss is severe enough, you know, the cochlear, the organ of hearing, has lost a lot of its ability to provide clarity of sound. And so because a hearing aid only increases the volume but does not increase the clarity, patients will notice that, you know what, I'm still really struggling with my hearing aids because I'm still not able to understand. Even though I can hear it loud enough, I just don't have any clarity. So that's usually the first sign of, oh, this might be something severe enough that needs a different approach.
Talk about cochlear implants. What is that exactly and how does it work?
Right. So a cochlear implant is a medical device that's actually placed underneath the scalp. And it works very differently from a hearing aid because a hearing aid relies on your natural machinery of hearing to work, function, you know, to a certain point. But a cochlear implant actually bypasses the cochlea, which is the organ of hearing that no longer works, and it directly stimulates the cochlear nerve or the hearing nerve. And so it is the only, at a certain point, really, it's the only thing that can help patients restore that clarity of sound that they so badly need.
Okay, I'm just fascinated and I'm amazed at what technology does. Like, this implant actually goes under your scalp?
Yeah, so it's completely under the scalp and then it communicates to the outside world with a speech processor, which basically acts like a microphone. And then that microphone then transmits and processes that information and then transmits it to the cochlear implant via magnet.
Oh my gosh. Technology. Absolutely amazing. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I am joined by Dr. Kevin Zahn, Assistant Professor of Otolaryngology at Northwestern Medicine. So Dr. Zahn, we have learned about what a cochlear implant is and how it works. What can you tell us about the process of getting a cochlear implant?
So the process varies, you know, slightly differently clinic by clinic, but generally, you know, the hearing evaluation starts with a hearing test, right? Mm-hmm. And then if appropriate, they are then referred to our cochlear implant center. We have the patient meet with our audiologist to determine whether or not they are a candidate for an implant. And then with one of our surgeons, like me, for example, to see if they would be medically suited for the device. And if they are a good candidate and they decide to proceed with the procedure is performed on an outpatient basis. It takes about an hour to do in the operating room under general anesthesia.
Oh.
With very minimal pain and sort of very little recovery, actually. And then typically the patients are activated 1 or 2 weeks after the surgery. And then in that first year or so, there's a few more visits with our audiologist to continue programming the device, to make sure that the device is best programmed for that patient and check in on their progress.
And I know you described, you know, what a hearing aid is and what the cochlear implant is. Is there really that big of a difference? I mean, I know an implant is certainly different than just a physical aid that you could place within the ear.
Yeah, so there is an enormous difference between the two. At some point, you have so little clarity with the sound that you're getting that a hearing aid does not help with clarity. And it's clarity of sound that you actually are needing. And because the cochlea is so degenerated at some point in these patients, you know, really what we need to do is stimulate that cochlear nerve directly. And so the cochlear implant is basically a nerve stimulator. Mm-hmm. And a hearing aid works very, very differently from that. And so at some point in these patients, it's really the only thing that we can do for them. And so, you know, it's a sort of akin to how we think about, like, if you have a bad knee or if you have a bad hip, you need to get a hip replacement at some point because that's kind of what'll potentially get you back on your feet again. It's the same thing we think about ears. When your ears go bad, you might need a cochlear implant to replace that on one side or the other, or potentially even both.
Dr. Kevin Zahn, Assistant Professor of Otolaryngology at Northwestern Medicine. Very interesting. Thank you, Dr. Zahn, for all this great information. I really learned a lot today, and I really appreciate it. Again, it helps me to understand what my father is going through with his hearing loss. So thank you for that. And I'm quite sure there are several people in our listening audience that took away some great information as well. So once again, Dr. Zahn, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine.